The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." We are the church. I recently watched a TV interview with Ross Douthat, that enormously self-assured expert on religion, who was asked why evangelicals, who are known as moral people, seem to be uncritical of President Trump. Specifically, why weren't commentators investigating more of the opinions of evangelicals? Douthat simplified the issue by pointing out that it is comparatively easy to talk about the opinions of Catholics because Catholics have a pope. Evangelicals don't. So how can their position be known? In other words, it's a top-down situation. The opinions of the leader are all that matter. To bring it closer to home, the church is the hierarchy: pope, cardinals, bishops. What does Scripture say about that? The passage for today tells of what happened after the Emmaus event, when two of Jesus' friends unexpectedly met him and returned to Jerusalem to share the good news of his return with the rest of the disciples. When Jesus suddenly appears at the Jerusalem gathering, the disciples are understandably shocked and confused. Jesus, who certainly knows why, asks them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." This is followed by a most ordinary human way of making an ordinary human request: "Have you anything here to eat?" And in an amazing reversal of a hierarchical ministerial encounter, he, who is the body of Christ, accepts food from the disciples and eats it. The point that Jesus seems to be making is that in spite of their knowledge of him as master, teacher, and Lord, he is also, especially in this blessed moment, their friend. He goes on to remind them of the words that he spoke to them, quote, "while I was still with you," and continues to open their minds, quote, "to understand the scriptures." Understand, what an enormously accepting, friendly word. Jesus helped them to understand his suffering, death, and rising, and the history that prepared for it, as an act of God's loving mercy. This is the story that must be preached, that must be told by Jesus' friends from Jerusalem to all the nations, so that people will hear and know that through their repentance for sin in Jesus' name, they are God's friends. Has it escaped the hierarchical mindset that the relationship between Jesus and the disciples was one of friendship? of trust between poor, very ordinary, and uneducated workers and the Son of God. He calls them witnesses. He might also have called them church. Pope Francis, whose great love for the virtue of mercy has so greatly informed his papacy, truly understands church. I wonder what media reporters who specialize in understanding top-down religious organizations would make of the truth that we, all of us, like Jesus' disciple friends, are also church.